Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. Do you realize we're almost to August? Where's the summer gone? I mean, I suppose in theory we have, you know, a little more than a month left, but geez Louise. I know, this one's gotten really fast. Technically, absurd. I'm just trying to remember when Labor Day is. We'll figure it out. Heather, hang on for me one second. I know I gave you a homework assignment, and I'm really anxious to see how you did on it. So Labor Day is, it's the first Monday in September, so it's the 7th. So it's the latest it can be. Last year was the earliest. This year it's the latest. Pretty interesting. So we have all of August. We have one more week of July. So we've got 6 weeks of summer. So that makes me feel better. Does it make you feel better?
Significantly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, as opposed to saying we only have a month, we have 6 weeks, which is 50% more. Heather, my dear, you're on the air. We talked yesterday. I gave you a homework assignment.
Yes, you did.
And... let me just recap a little bit, if that's okay with you, for people who might not have heard you yesterday. Heather's a young woman who's been in a couple-month relationship with a guy that she decided is... What was your diagnosis?
It was a six-year relationship, and he's borderline personality disorder.
Okay, 6 years,
and
sorry.
I'm codependent.
And you, all right, and she said, well, he's borderline, and she's realized... Now, did you break up with him?
I initially broke up with him by trying to do an intervention, and that backfired, and then he big time broke up with me.
And how long ago was that? Was the 2 month part?
About 4 months ago. Three, four months ago.
Okay. And Heather's question to me yesterday was, will anybody ever love me as much? And I said, no, because the whole point about somebody who is not dealing with reality is that they can say anything or do anything because there's no consequence. There's no real world beginning, so there's no real world consequences. And I said, all right, I'll tell you what, to help you sort of deal with this, tell me all the things you liked about him, all the things you didn't like about him. So so what did you come up with?
Lying. He would retreat with addictions like alcohol. I think he probably had an affair with a married woman prior to me. I don't know if he cheated on me or not, but it kind of always felt like he was lurking sometimes. He'd have rageful outbursts over little minor things. He was kind of a commitment phobe. He rarely wanted to discuss anything about marriage. It was mostly let's just shack up, and he treated our relationship like a business relationship. And
Explain
like
to me what that means. Explain what the business relationship. Explain to me what do you mean when you say that?
Well, for example, when he sold his house after his divorce, that would have been a logical time to discuss, let's get married and buy our house together. I was living in a house that I was leasing, and I was going to purchase it. And so he wrote me a letter, kind of a business letter, kind of lining out, you know, here's what we need to do. We need to get this loan and buy this, and we'll go 50-50, and then we'll share your, you know, I'm self-employed. We'll share your business. And then he starts talking about, I want to live in this house eventually and buy this house in the country. And I mean, it was just kind of odd, and it really was hurtful because it I guess that's another sign of a borderline is they kind of couch your relationship in terms like that. But
what would, all right, so
bombing you with love and always telling me I was the love of his life and he loved me so much, but it was kind of a commitment. So,
all right, so let me ask a couple of things. First of all, did you start dating him when he was still married to somebody else?
I did. He was separated.
How long did how long were you dating him before he got divorced?
Well, I helped him get his divorce.
How long were you dating him before he got divorced?
No, from the time he filed, probably about 3 months.
Well, but when he did he get, as soon as he filed, did he get the divorce?
No, because his wife didn't want him to divorce him because she was attached to the same borderline I was. So,
so let me ask you the question again. Okay, go ahead. It was another what?
I think it was another year and a half before his divorce finally went through after we had all the hearings and everything.
So, so for the 6 years you were together, two of those he was married to somebody else.
Exactly. And then there was also a year where he was getting paternity from the woman that he got pregnant, the married woman that he got pregnant.
Well, that, I mean, that he was, at least he wasn't married to somebody else during that time. When did he get it? How old is the child that he where he got the other woman pregnant, the married woman pregnant?
Well, he found out about her shortly before I started seeing him, and that's what caused his wife to leave him. And so the child now is 9.
At the time
when we met, she was about 2.5.
Okay, so it was a complication, but it wasn't. It really didn't directly. He wasn't cheating on you during that relationship.
When he separated from his wife, he called me. He had told me he wasn't seeing anybody. He was getting a divorce. He'd been separated for quite a while, but he lied to me because he was still sleeping with the daughter's mom. This woman that he had the affair with that supposedly was ended, he would have visitation with this little girl even though there was no court order or anything. And I thought it was kind of odd. And he never was honest with me about that. So I found out that he was sleeping with her, and immediately I broke up with him.
So he was sleeping. So he's married to one woman, sleeping with another, and dating you.
Yeah.
All right, so where is the love bomb part of this? Where is the part that is so hard for you to let go of?
Well, I broke up with him because I found, finding out about this train wreck, and I broke up with him, and I actually started dating other people, and he saw me with this other person, actually, the guy that I was dating, and it devastated him because he realized that he didn't want anybody else, apparently, and so he contacted me, and I met with him, and I said, look, I don't do this kind of thing. You get your life straightened out. I don't date men who think that they need to have another woman on the side. I'm not doing that. And so he did, and I said, when you give me a call when that happens. And so that happened, and so I started dating with him again, and we had a counselor, and the counselor was saying, look, this woman is an addict. You're addicted to her. You have to have no contact. And so she was still giving him visitation, and so he was using his family. And at that point, I said, I made the condition of getting back together that he had to get paternity, and all that. So we got an attorney, although it was difficult for him to go through it. It kind of felt odd. And then I found out borderlines are like that, that it's very difficult for them to set boundaries. But he wouldn't really had difficulty with boundaries with this woman, and because she kept throwing her stuff at him. And so finally,
Heather.
Got an attorney, went to paternity, got the court order. She got a guardian that did exactly what she had requested, and the guardian had actually was unethical and actually tried to keep them together. And the guardian, she didn't want me to be in the picture, so this woman actually got the court to order that I couldn't be at the exchanges, even though I didn't represent any risk at all. I just had
Heather, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. First of all, okay. He was still married to somebody else, so you had an indeterminate status. We come back. See if you can tell me what you liked about him, because it sounds to me that there's a huge discrepancy between what he said and what he did. All right, so let's look at what you felt is so compelling about this dude. We'll return in just a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Freedman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Marianne, I'll be to you in a moment. Heather, so tell me what made you so enamored of him? Because it sounds like his behavior was highly questionable.
Well, this is what it was. I've known other men. He was like a man, unlike any other. It was emotional rather than sexual. He really wanted emotional closeness. It was so rare. I'm like, are you for real? I was like,
Well, but wait. Just for a moment. He wanted emotional closeness. He was married to another woman, sleeping with another one, was not willing to commit. When you wanted to talk about marriage, he wanted to talk about business. So where was, I mean, it sounds like he talked a good game, but it had nothing to do with what was actually his behavior.
Well, I think it was a fantasy, like what you said. I think he was a Casanova. I think he's the classic Casanova.
Well, I mean, look, whatever you want to call it, I mean, it sounds to me that what you fell in love with was the idea of him rather than reality of him, because you're saying that he really wanted emotional intimacy, yet everything you're telling me, as I said, he was married to one woman, sleeping with another. When you wanted to talk about marriage and living together, he wanted to talk about real estate. That he flew into rages, which means if you didn't do what he wanted to do, he was going to be...
Well, he had to be in control is the thing. If he felt
Exactly. But control isn't intimacy. It's control. It's manipulation. You say he lied. That lying is, by definition, the opposite of intimacy. It's making things up. You know, look, I'll tell you what I want you to do, all right? I want you, it sounds like you've done some serious work on that list. I want you to look at that list, and every time you think about, and again, sort of writing down all the positive and negative, line them up side by side. Because what you want is somebody who is, I mean, look, every woman wants, what's our major complaint with guys? They never talk to us. So we all want somebody who will talk with us. But what we want them to say is true stuff. Not lies. I mean, anybody can say the sex is better with you than anybody. I love you more than anybody. You've saved my life. There's no other woman like you. If I'd met you first, none of this would have happened. I mean, words are cheap. Look at the behavior. And the behavior was he lied to you. He had other women on the side. He didn't do anything until you forced him to do it. You never felt that he was. I mean, you're telling me he was emotionally intimate with you, and you're saying you always felt like he was cheating on you. Those two things are not compatible statements. Pardon?
What? Well, it's because that's how our relationship started out. I think after I told him this is how it is, and we got back together, I think he was faithful. But I think that he's
Heather. What you said to me. What you said. Listen. You're doing this again. You're making excuses, and it's not that he is so compelling. It's that you are so invested in this that you will make up all these excuses. You said to me, I always felt like he cheated. You didn't say to me at the beginning he cheated, and it took me a long time to get that out of you. You said to me when I said, what are the problems? You said, I will read you the list. It says he lied, he had addictions. He had affairs. I always had the sense he was cheating on me. He went into rages. He was a commitment phobe. He treated sex as if it was a business. So, I mean, I think you're kind of reconstructing something that was never there, but you're also, and you're so invested in it that you're refusing to look at what really is, because what that means is, among other things, you got to start over, number one. Number two, what it means, and I'm sure it feels terrible right now to think, how could I have done this? And I think that there's no sin in loving somebody. There's no sin in wanting to believe somebody's nonsense. Because, look, all of us want to be loved. All of us want to think that we're special. All of us want to feel that somebody sees beyond whatever our manifestation is to the heart of us and loves it unconditionally. But that's basically not how relationships go. That's not how we feel about other people, that we love it when they're behaving in a way that makes us happy, and we're not so crazy about them when they're not. And what we do is at the beginning we sort of weigh those issues. As the relationship goes on more and more, what we do is if we feel that they're more positive than negatives, we're willing to negotiate some of the negatives or overlook them. And at some point, if that balance changes, then we see something about it, or we walk out of the relationship, or whatever it is. But there's some reality based, and because all of us want to feel that we're unique to somebody, that we don't ever have to worry about it again. All we have to do is be who we are. That's not how relationships are. That's not how we feel about other people, and it's not going to be how they feel about us. So when something's too good to be true, it is. Because lying is relatively easy, especially for psychopaths. Because they don't have by definition, a psychopath or a sociopath doesn't have the normal constraints that says this is the wrong thing to do, that there's a conscience involved. You're telling me that this is a guy that essentially had no conscience, that he didn't look at what he was doing to you. And by definition, that has to be part of the equation of love. It has to be, not that you necessarily put the other person first, because I don't think that's realistic. I don't think that's an accurate depiction of human behavior. But you have to at least think about the other person. So if I've done something to hurt your feelings, that hopefully I didn't do it intentionally, and hopefully I feel bad about it, I'm willing to apologize about it. But if it's because you want me to lie to you and I need to tell you that, yeah, you put on a couple pounds, then we have to find in all of our relationships that line between not hurting somebody and still being truthful to ourselves and to them. Because without truth, there is no intimacy. And you had a fake intimacy here because you knew he was lying to you at some point. And what you did was you overlooked it because whatever, and that's where I am with you at this moment, Sugar Plum. This isn't about him at this moment. This is about you. And that's really relatively good, if difficult, news. Because with you, you can look and say, well, you know, why did I do this? Why? What about me was willing to overlook the fact that this was a liar, a cheat? I never really trusted him. When I didn't do what he wanted, he would fly into rages for no reason, so I was always walking on eggshells. When I wanted to talk about love, he wanted to talk about real estate. What is it about me that sort of was willing to accept all of this, which my head knew was crap? What is it about me? What is it that he offered that I'm so needy about that I was willing to overlook what I knew? Because that allows you to go forward. That allows you to not say, gee, I have terrible taste in men. That allows you to say, you know, this is about me and knowing what I want and asking for what I want and not accepting less than I want. And it sounds like you did that okay at the beginning of the relationship, except you picked the wrong guy. Picked somebody who was still married, was having affairs. Put you on hold. Be right back. Marianne, I get to you. I promise we have a whole lot of time together. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Heather, who is certainly not unique in having a difficult time getting over a long-term relationship. And the problem about people who are... We're playing from the bottom of the deck, regardless of why, whether they're predators or they're psychopaths or they're, for whatever reason, they're wounded. They're very hard to get over because they'll say whatever they think will work, but there's no real commitment to it. And all of us have to be aware of the discrepancy in ourselves and in others between what we say and what we do. There has to be a consistency. For ourselves, it's the only way to lead a sane life. For someone else, it's the only way to have to develop any trust. And bottom line, if you can't trust somebody, you can't love them. You just can't, because you're loving a fantasy, and fantasies will smack you upside the head because they're not real. So, my dear, what I would suggest at this moment is doing, as opposed to focusing on him and, you know, what you've lost, it'll never be again, and it felt so great, focus on who you are and what you need, and what about that you can stabilize yourself so that you make better choices going forward. Because you're a relatively young woman, and this is probably not the last man in your life. Learn from him what you need to learn from. As I've become fond of saying, you don't want to treat him as the club, as the club of Daniel. you want to view them as a school that you graduate from, you learn what you have to learn, and move on. And keep reminding yourself, I would write at the top of your page, discrepancy between what he said and what he did. And remind yourself that at the beginning of this relationship, you were tough. You said, I'm not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Get back in touch with that, Heather.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that. Okay.
Yes, I know you can. And if you need some help, you call me back. But you're on the path, kiddo. Just remind yourself. You don't even have to write discrepancy between. Just write discrepancy. You'll get it. You'll remind yourself. What he said and what he did had very little overlap. And words are cheap.
Okay.
Behavior's hard. All right? And focus on you, not him. You need to figure out.
Okay, I'm going to look forward.
All right, you go. And if you need some help, you know where to find me. All righty?
I know. You're there for me. Thank you.
I absolutely am. You go, girl.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Mary Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I'm Dr. Joy.
Hi, Mary Ann. How are you?
Good, and you? Well, you sure got some, what do you call it? Some patience. Oh, my God. Holy mackerel,
listen,
Batman.
As long as you guys are willing to work, I'm willing to stick with you. You know, I really am. Because
I know
it's hard. It really is. It's not easy.
I know. Sometimes, though, moving on, I think it's the best thing.
Well,
I don't know.
All right. What can I help you with, sugar?
All right. Well, 2 years ago in March of 2013, my mother passed away. And then a couple months later, a good friend of mine for 50 years, his wife passed away in May. Then my sister-in-law's son passed away in the same year in November. And so it's like, I don't know, we all seem to be in the same boat, but we just can't move on or something. It's depressing. Like, today was my mother's birthday, and we always went to this restaurant, so I went there myself. And for the last 20 years, I helped my mother take care of my father, and he passed away, and then for 17 years, my mother lived with me, so we did everything together, and everything is a memory.
Yeah.
Okay,
listen. First of all, today is going to be tougher than a month ago, right? Because it's an anniversary. And rather than beat yourself up about that, I think what you need to do is remind yourself, you know, it's one of my favorite prayers about this, which is the only way any of us ever achieve immortality is the thoughts of people who remember us and the hearts of people who love us. So even though today is at best bittersweet, it's important for you to remember your mom. And it sounds like you did a really nice job. I don't know how it turned out, and we can talk a little bit about that. But you did a really nice job of doing something that recalled the good times. You went to her favorite restaurant. Now, I don't know if that upset your stomach and that was a great idea or a terrible idea, but it was clearly an attempt on your part to celebrate her life rather than her loss. Because how old was your mom when she died?
Oh, that was in March. So we just had a nice 90th open house birthday for her, which was 90. So she
okay.
had a long life.
Exactly. My father called a bunch of years ago to say that my grandmother had died just before I went on the air, and I was very close to my grandmother, and I went on the air, and I was, you know, I wasn't really weepy, but I was kind of sad. I said, you know, I you guys are honest with me. I need to tell you. I just found out my grandmother died, and, you know, she was 96, and someone called up and said, Joy, people don't get a whole lot older than that. I've never forgotten, because she's absolutely right. I mean, you know, what did I think? She was going to last forever? But that isn't how it feels when we lose somebody. So, number one, it's okay to mourn. Number two, what we need to do, you and I, is figure out whether the mourning is not progressing in a healthy way. And the fact that there were three deaths over a year, I mean, one of them was 90. Friend's wife, if they've been married for 50 years and she died, how old was she?
Well, no, she was, I don't know, she was probably 68. Well, I'm 66, so they're around my age. She's probably like 68.
Okay.
It was like a surprise that she died. So
yeah. And that one, because she was your age, may have resonated in a way. And one of the things that I think is true of human beings, because we have memories, because we make associations, is any death that we experience resonates with all the deaths we've experienced. So as we go on, we're obviously going to accumulate more experiences of people that we love leaving, right? By definition. So what we need to do is expect that, and rather than being thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I can't do this, that it's going to happen, that any, and some, certainly some deaths are going to impact us more than others. Presumably, your mother's death was more impactful than your friend's death, but your friend's death reminded you of your mother's death, which reminded you of your father's death, and the fact that the woman was closer to your age is going to make you feel more vulnerable. So, and then when you're, I don't know how old your sister-in-law was, but presumably she was more or less your age. But the idea is, don't group things together. Human beings tend to do it. We all do it. That's where
her son that died. My sister-in-law was her son.
Wait a minute. Who was whose son?
The third one was my sister-in-law's son who died.
Or son.
Son died, a wife died, and a mother died. But it was like, we're trying to get through the everyday of getting. Not, just do something. Sometimes I just don't do anything. Oh, I don't feel like doing it. We just don't feel
right,
like doing it.
But Marianne, let me suggest that rather than saying 2013 was a terrible year, which it clearly was, that understand that people die. And so if you're expecting to be able to get through your life without anybody dying, you're going to set yourself up for huge disappointment, and you're going to make yourself more vulnerable than you have to. So of the three deaths at this moment, which do you think is the most impactful at today? I mean, today's probably the wrong day to ask because it's your mom's birthday. But which is the one that you feel is the most difficult to come to grips with? And it may not be your mom because
yeah,
she was 90.
Mother, yeah. It is my
okay.
Mother.
All right. So let's. So why do you feel that there's no movement toward comfort? I mean, obviously you're going to miss her, and obviously you spent time with her. Do you feel like you're lonelier? I mean, do you feel like you don't have friends, that your mom sort of served that function, that she was your social life and your friend as well as your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what someone said. Well, you and your mother were best friends, so.
Okay. So have you actively worked on friendships? Do you have friends?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Is there a friend? If you think about it, I'm going to probably put you on hold and give you a chance to think about. Is there somebody in your life? Not that can replace your mom, because that would be an unrealistic expectation. But is there someone in your life that you could perhaps invest some extra time in, some extra effort in, number one? And also think, for example, would it be comforting to you or not, with the understanding that if you befriend somebody who's, let's say, you went to a senior citizen's house and befriended somebody who maybe didn't have anybody, that because you're befriending somebody who's older, that there's certainly the possibility that at some point they're going to die. Is that an acceptable risk or not? All right, so I want you to think about those two things. Number one, is there a friend at this moment, or maybe even an acquaintance, in which you could invest some more time and effort? And second of all, would it be a comfort or not to be involved with somebody who might sort of approximate your mom in terms of age, who doesn't have somebody like you, maybe doesn't have children, whether that would be an acceptable risk given the fact that they might die as well. All right, so think about those two issues. Put you on hold and come right back to you. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. GO Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GO Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Marianne, who has certainly not uncommon problem of she had a really crappy 2013. Her mom died. The wife of one of her best friends died, and her sister-in-law's son. How old was your sister-in-law's son?
49.
And what did he die of?
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah. Did he drink?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so they're clearly three separate events, right? A 90-year-old woman, a 49-year-old alcoholic, and the 68-year-old, what did she die of?
I think she had some, like, well, I wasn't too friendly with her, but I went to high school with her husband, so we'd known each other for 50 years.
Yeah.
So now we still talk, you know, two or three times a week on the phone, and then, but then this, like you were saying, to find a friend, like my age, I have one, she lives up here in New Hampshire for half the time, and then in Florida, and then Her husband died this year on March 8th, the same day my mother did 2 years ago. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Marianne, let me tell you, honey, this is the voice of reality in your ear. People in your life are going to die.
I know.
Right?
It's like, wow.
And, well, no, it's not like wow. It's like, uh-huh.
But
and,
why do I dwell on that stuff, though?
Well, because I think it goes back to your mom, that's the real loss. That the other losses, I mean, certainly having a 49-year-old alcoholic, I mean, a lot of people view alcoholism as sort of a form of slow suicide. We know that alcoholics have a much higher than average, like 8 times higher than average, symptoms of depression, experience of depression. So, I mean, they're three very distinct deaths. Certainly the only one that was completely unexpected would seem to me your friend's wife, whom you really didn't know very well. She's just about your age. Okay? So why would you be affected by essentially a friend's spouse that you didn't know very well? Well, because you know the friend, they're more or less the same age. But I think it gets back to the idea that...
We talk together on the phone a lot, and then it's like we do the same thing. We just can't do anything. We got, like...
Well, but Marianne... First of all, you don't want to hang out. This is the time in your life to not hang out with people who are in the same club that you're in, which is, oh, I can't get over a death. Because, and look, for his point of view, there may be a sense of guilt that, as you know, marriages are... Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Marriages are very complicated because they're always... aggravation, there's always commitment, there's always... And so when someone dies, especially unexpectedly, there's often a huge sense of guilt because we might have been mad at that person the day before, or we might have, you know, sort of fantasized, gee, if I were single, I could do this. So he has a different problem than you have. But the fact that the two of you are getting together and sort of feeling like, well, the best way to commemorate that person's life is to continue to mourn their death is nonsense. It isn't what you... If you had predeceased your mom, you wouldn't want her to go through the rest of her life mourning you. And certainly the death of a child is a significantly different event than the death of a parent. But your job is to live your life in a way that would make sense not only to you, but to your mom, or not only to your mom, but to you. And to accept that death is a perfectly normal part of everybody's life. We are not immortal people, and that we are going to experience loss. And so what we need to do is either decide that we never want to feel close to anybody ever because we couldn't tolerate the loss, or to understand that, you know, that you get up and dance. And that's what I'm asking you. It sounds to me that this man may be a lovely man, but maybe the two of you should make a deal that says, let's go have dinner and talk about something other than my mother or your wife and see what happens. Because the two of you are joining the, you know, I can't get over the death, and that shows what a lovely person I am and how much I love them. That's not a good recipe for anything except misery. So is there a friend? I mean, it sounds like your friend who's half the time here and half the time someplace else. You need somebody who's going to be around. So maybe you... What are you working these days or not working?
No, I was doing a little substitute teaching, but a lot of my friends, like, they're all working, and then... But we do go
all right.
Once...
Marianne, it sounds to me the first thing you need to do is find something to do. Whether it's a job or a volunteer activity, if you don't need the money, God bless. So go volunteer, and it sounds like you may or may not want to volunteer with older people. That may feel very comforting, or just exactly the opposite. Figure it out. But there are an awful lot of people who could use you. You have nothing to do, and the friend that you have is in the same leaky boat that you're in. So this is, you celebrate your mother's life. Show how much you love her by finding the courage to live your life in a happy way, not an unhappy way. You're not honoring her memory by being miserable all the time. You're wasting your time. So find something to do during the day. Find some people who are around and like to do the same kinds of things that you do. Join a new club. Find a new activity. Take a course. Jog. Introduce yourself to a neighbor. Babysit for a mom who doesn't have any time. Get a bicycle. Go swimming. I mean, make your life work for you. This sort of dwelling on two-year-old losses is going to mean that you're mortgaging your present to your past. You don't want to do that. that, yeah, I mean, you're going to miss your mom. So celebrate your mom. Celebrate all the things she told you. Put in your head all those positive messages where she said, keep a stiff upper lip, or do something for somebody else, or, you know, a smile is your umbrella. Who know? I have no idea what your mother said to you, but presumably somewhere in all those.
Well, sometimes, she was in good health except for the end. Like, her body was breaking down. So it's like, well, a couple of times people invited me to go out to breakfast, but I didn't want to go because I wanted to stay home. She said, oh, go. I said, no, Mom, I'll stay with you. It's okay.
Well, but what she's saying, your mother would be, and I think it was fine to stay with her, but your mother would not be amused. If your mom's sitting up on a fluffy cloud, she's not going to look down and say, wow, Marianne must really love me because she's wrecking her life. She's not doing anything. She's depressed. She's sad all the time. Your mother would not be amused. Your mother would say, go and do stuff. Celebrate my life. Celebrate me. Celebrate my energy. Celebrate my spirit by taking me with you and showing me things that maybe we'd always planned to do and never did, or things that never occurred to me that, you know, show me the world that I don't see.
Now, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, it gives enough energy. I know, it's funny, I just don't have the gumption to just do it.
Just start. Just start today. I'll tell you what I want you to do.
Okay.
He said, it's not snowing where you are, I can just about guarantee.
No,
go outside.
The same weather is where you are.
Well, it's gorgeous out. So go take a walk. Put on a hat so you don't get sunburned. Go get yourself an ice cream cone. Go take a walk someplace. I don't want you in the car necessarily, but go take a walk. And if then you decide to do something else, you want to take the car, that's fine. But just go and you know, see if you can find a daffodil or get an ice cream cone or find a daisy or pat a dog or something and call me tomorrow. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm incredibly cheerful, Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.